With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. March always goes out like a lamb, the perfect way to welcome April, also known to some wine lovers as Walla Walla Valley Wine Month. Shelby Pryor with the Walla Walla Valley Wine Alliance says, of course, there will be steps taken to comply with pandemic restrictions, but the celebration goes on.
And so it's a fun way to connect still in this time where we have to be a little bit distant from one another. It's really exciting, you know, to see people getting engaged using our hashtag Walla Walla Valley Wine Month and sharing what they're enjoying throughout the month.
And in-person events, Pryor says, will be taking place.
A few wineries are offering special tastings that you can pay a little extra and get a library tasting or a special flight. Some are also offering, you know, just an additional pour of a wine that they don't usually have in their tasting lineup.
Pryor says go to wallawallawine.com and check out all the specials.
Of course, the specials that are offered online are also available in a lot of the tasting rooms. So it's a great opportunity, you know, get out, taste the wines, and then also take advantage of some discounts and specials online.
But this, Pryor says, just marks the beginning.
As things begin to open up, April is also a really great time to start planning your next trip to the Walla Walla Valley. So, you know, start thinking about a few months down the road and keep the Walla Walla Valley in mind.
Come back tomorrow for more on Walla Walla Valley Wine Month. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.